Hello, everyone, and welcome to Coffee with Innovate Finance, a podcast series where we speak to industry leaders on financial innovation and fintech. Our podcasts are available on Spotify, Apple Music, and Google Podcasts. I'm Hayley Bromlow, COO at Innovate Finance. I'm delighted to be joined today by Eugenie Cassier, Director of Governance, Risk, and Compliance at ClauseMatch. ClauseMatch is an award-winning regulatory technology company, otherwise known as RegTech, that enables heavily regulated organisations and other regulated companies to run their businesses safely and meet compliance obligations. Eugenie Cassier is a seasoned professional with a proven track record in internationalisation with hard and soft launches, timely bringing FCA-regulated firms into the European market in collaboration with a major bank. So Eugenie, thank very much for joining us. Really looking forward to this discussion. Can you tell us a bit more about your role at ClauseMatch and a bit more background about your professional experience to date?
Sure. Thank you for having me, Hayley. So I work at ClauseMatch as Director of Governance, Risk and Compliance. I have a legal background and I've always worked in compliance and operations. So I'm at ClauseMatch. We are a RegTech, and as you already said, that means regulatory technology. We are a SaaS. So our solution really, to put it in simple terms, helps financial institutions with their compliance, right? Obvious. But what that means to say is that we help them to implement governance. That means everything from policy to procedure, everything, the whole chain of events that compliance represents. We are in the first and second line of defense. And what we principally do, right, because up to now I haven't really said anything that makes anything come alive. What we principally do is we facilitate smart document management and effective communications. We have workflows in the building. Workflows built in into the platform, and we facilitate collaboration in that platform and dissemination of all the everything that's required. We also have an AI element to our platform, and that means that effectively you can almost run your library of governance documentation to our system to see if it all matches up with the regulations that you're meant to work in line with, if that makes sense.
Yes, yeah. A few different things. And I know we'll delve a bit more into those as we continue our discussion. And so what about you and your journey into Sure. fintech and regtech? Kind of have you always been involved in the fintech sector? Or it'll be great to just hear a bit more about how you got into it and into your role into at ClauseMatch.
Hey, it took a while before I realized that I always worked in kind of fintech and regtech, but I haven't called that way. But when I originally started, I started at a financial technology provider in Belgium. I started as legal counsel there, and we actually offered a platform that was only really available to institutional brokers, but we offered it to a consumer audience, and we enabled them to trade in a highly technical way and in a way that otherwise would not be open to a consumer. There I got a lot of exposure to various areas of the business, because eventually there I evolved into more managing the business role, the entire business. There I got my first experience of transforming an existing business into a new geography, which is I find extremely interesting to do. From there, I moved into a bit more traditional finance. I worked in a commodities brokerage in the UK. There we did all sorts of, actually I did that at the time that MiFID II came into force, GDPR and all that. So looking back, it was probably not the best time to be. it was an interesting time, lots of funding opportunities. And from there, I started working at Funding Options, which is a fintech that recently got acquired, side note. There I was looking after the compliance space originally. But I'm from Belgium, I speak Dutch, and they had an agreement with ING Bank to launch the existing business into the Netherlands. And yes, somehow, I don't know how it happened, I guess with my background in internationalization, I actually was able to run the project of bringing that business into the Netherlands. again, had a lot of exposure to various, actually all the areas of the business that you can have. And it was a hugely interesting thing to collaborate with a huge organization. I've always kind of worked in smaller organizations, and I guess I learned a lot of from that experience. And now I work at ClauseMatch, and what I do is, I guess, make sure that we can, as much as we're not a regulated organization, I would like to think that we in fact are, because our clients need us to actually live up to the standards that they are meant to live by. So in fact, we act as if we are a regulated organization, and my role is to keep everything.
Yeah. Some great experience. It's always really insightful to hear how people have actually got into the fintech sector. And as you say, kind of probably before fintech was actually a coined term.
We never knew.
Yeah, exactly. Who knew it was called fintech? So are you able to just talk us through a little bit more about ClauseMatch's vision and mission? You know, what are the core problems that the company is trying to solve?
Okay, sure. I guess our vision is really to help regulated businesses operate safe and get them to work more compliant more easily. Many regulated organizations still don't have sort of a platform or one place where they keep everything that's regulatory compliance, operational compliance, all the documentation in one place. And that the fact that information is not centralized leads to gaps, inefficiencies, duplication, and in the compliance function or I guess in running a business, everything comes down to a risk, right? Having that not in place poses a risk, financial risk, reputational risk, and we are trying to solve for that by providing them one place where they can keep everything. So we solve problems. I guess our tool solves many problems, especially I work in compliance. So I see it. I have a double angle when I look at it. I look at being a reg tech. So what does it mean? What can we solve for, almost from, I guess, the ivory tower, looking what is compliance spiritually almost. And then also I do the compliance. And then I see that we solve for a lot more. I guess what we do is, in a unique way, is that collaboration, it is almost hard to put it into words without going into extreme detail. But our tools help track changes in a unique way that I've never seen. Audit trail, such an important given in compliance, evidencing, communicating effectively, mapping obligations. I think if there would be one thing that we are seeing, if I put the client hat on a bit more, what our clients are seeing, what they are asking more and more from us is inspiration, help, solutions on how to map obligations. When I put the ivory tower hat on again, right? we think about regulation as regulation that distills into obligations that you then have to bring into your business in a policy, in a procedure, with an effective control, right? That's about as distilled as you can make it.
Yeah.
That whole chain is something that is very hard to keep track of. If you have the chain, you have compliance. The first part of the chain, mapping the regulations to the obligations to the policies, is something that businesses are more and more trying to invest in to have that in place. And that is where we have a unique solution.
And so you would say that's kind of, you know, what sets you apart from others that are in the industry then, kind of your USP, would you say?
I would say that compliance is about communication. Communication between extremely different groups of people. You have the regulator who has an aspiration. They want to, say, protect market integrity. They do that by setting out regulations. From those regulations, there are obligations. Really, as a compliance person, I honestly don't really care that much about the regulation. I want to know, what do I have to do? I can still do more, but I really want to know exactly what I have to do. So I want to know the obligations. Already, I have a different objective. Being an organization, if I consider the organizational lens, we want to run a business. If I then look at compliance, I want to be compliant. market integrity, not that important for me. So
the
regulator writes for their objectives, and I have to translate effectively their different objectives into our policy. Not only that, I then also have to make sure that my audience, which is the individuals following the policy and the departments running effectively with that policy, I have to do that. That's again another audience with another lens, with another objective, because sales wants to sell, and they should sell because then they do what they should be doing. And you're constantly in that bizarre zone where it's almost like Chinese whispers. How do you get what the FCA wants to be effectively executed by someone who is sitting in an office in a bank with thousands of employees? Mm-hmm. That chain, I never knew, but to have a technology in place, as soon as I started working with the platform, I was like, this is not making sense to do it in any different way. I think that is our USP, that our platform. I now looked at many other platforms. There is not a single platform that can make that connection, that link, that it is, for me, a communication tool.
Yeah, yeah.
And there is no other platform that does it in that way. However, if we look at RegTech in general, there's a lot being said about RegTech, and I think organizations are opening up to the idea that it's not really a luxury. It's honestly is not. Regulations are coming out so fast, right? We have operational resilience. We have a consumer duty. We have so much regulation coming in. ESG, when they say ESG, they mean it, right? You have to be really sure that what you say you do is what you do. Personal accountability is high on the agenda. More people are meant to know about compliance. I think that should not be underestimated, that when you're in that compliant role, you're really trying to get everyone's attention or the right people's attention. And that's not so easily done. And again, then a platform offers you almost a forum for collaboration.
Yeah. Yeah, but as you say, it's a necessity. People, you know, need to actually take note of it. It can't be overlooked. And you touched upon it there, kind of the ESG piece. As mentioned, you know, you were helping regulated companies stay compliant. And it seems that a logical development of the product is ESG. So is that what you're aiming for as you're developing kind of the products that ClauseMatch offer?
Yeah, of course. We firstly listen to our clients to determine where our platform goes or where our product roadmap goes. And ESG is something that clients ask for solutions, that ask us to solve for them. So naturally, our platform, you can use our platform for ESG. It just solves for that as much as it solves for any other regulatory question.
No, that makes sense. And the product has these particular add-ons, these out-of-the-box solutions. What is kind of the idea behind that, and why do you think they'll help your clients?
Okay, so in trying to respond to the ask of our clients, we have actually thought about, okay, so how can we get them further along in their journey? So we have developed what is an out-of-the-box solution. That means that you can kind of plug and play a piece of regulation that you want to bring into your business. It's really, you just say financial crime, operational resilience, ESG, all large regulatory topics that we will help you bring into your business in one go. It's a pre-built solution. That means we have your regulations, obligations, policies, procedures, and tasks that even mean that you have your evidence in place. So it is that whole compliance chain. And we want companies to be, I guess, quicker in making a transition. So they can, you know, that piece of the connections that I spoke about earlier, to have everything mapped out. That connection that more organizations are investing time in is actually, in the first instance, a low-value task. So we have taken it upon ourselves to do the task for the clients. So they actually have everything in place, which means that not only do you have a policy, you also know exactly why you have the policy. And that gives you an enormous freedom to move your organization. If you know exactly where your limits are, that gives you extreme liberty. it is almost automatic that you start, if you work in compliance or in finance, you kind of, even if anyone that doesn't even have to work in compliance, say you work in a trading desk in finance, you transition between organizations. 90% at least of the policies relative to your job will be the same. You kind of just know. And that's the same for compliance people almost. It's hugely liberating to know exactly why the policy is why it has to, why it is, exactly how it is. I think that's an extreme advantage. And we do it immediately for you out of the box, right? Yeah. And then when it comes to ESG, it's an interesting topic. I think you would be hard pressed to find someone in today that has no interest whatsoever to do something with ESG. We speak to many of our clients and some of them say, hey, help us.
Yeah.
We want to do something here, but it's new. We don't know exactly how to do it. We are often, compliance departments are under-resourced as is. They are struggling to do that. So we just get them further along the journey.
Yes, yeah. As you say, it's a hot topic. I think everybody, as you said, is thinking about it, talking about it internally, reviewing kind of their ESG strategy. And obviously, as you've mentioned, you know, there is a lot of pressure from the regulators as well. So, I mean, what is your recommendation to others facing the same challenge internally and as they shape their businesses?
It depends somewhat how we are looking at ESG. I guess us as an organization, what we do, I think that we are in the right position for the size and the complexity of our business. And I think that would be my general tip as well. How do you get started? The first thing you do, if I could offer some advice, the first thing you do is look where you are. Look where you are today. No judgment, no aspirations, just see where you are. Then, second piece, you start talking to people in the business. Anyone you can speak to, anyone's attention you can grab, you listen to what is their appetite? What do they find important? How far do you think that they want to go? And then you bring those two together, right? You kind of, and then you add one on top. Because then you move them just to a bit of an interesting space where they think they weren't able to go. So you make your organization a bit ESG, more ESG focused, if you will. And then you make iterations, right? You keep going just a step further. And I guess don't forget to market, internal marketing. Keep learning, make it important for each and every person in the business that you need buy-in from. Why do they do it? Tell the right people, say, for instance, why you would become more attractive as an employer if you're more ESG focused. Tell the right people why you would be more investable. Just make it, or explain why you would become favored for some of our clients if you're a green provider.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Get that internal buy-in, as you say, which will help then, you know, everybody aim towards that same goal when it comes to ESG. And so I guess looking back on RegTech more broadly, where do you see as kind of the biggest potential in kind of the RegTech space at the moment, or as we look, you know, going ahead into 2023 and beyond?
Well, I guess just from a baseline, there is just so much regulation coming out that, like we already said, you just have to have something in place. And it's just almost not prudent to not have it. A solution, where it becomes interesting, right? The more tech side of it, how can we make it smarter, faster, more interesting? I think AI properly has its place, right? Integration of artificial intelligence is coming. I personally already am trying to see how can I get ChatGPT.
Whoever anyone is talking about at the moment, right?
it's interesting, right? It is. I think it's hugely interesting. I speak to the data science team all the time about this, and I'm just trying to think about how can we help things further along. Because I shouldn't go off on a tangent, but in a way, No, this will take us too far now.
That's one for another podcast.
Yes, absolutely. But just to, you know, good. What as I think again, where clause match is showing itself to be a bit one of the first ones to do things again is we've been working for a couple of years on a project around the knowledge graph. So yeah. It kind of just is we work with regulators, multiple regulators across the globe, to digitize regulations. So yeah. We can digitally consume and distribute regulations. And that is something that I believe, I guess the AI element and digital regulation with knowledge graphs, I think that is really where the industry is going.
Great. Yeah, no, it's again, it's definitely an exciting time, as you say, and as you say, lots of regulations coming in. It's going to be very interesting to see kind of how the year unfolds. Yes, no, very insightful. So I guess as we come to a bit of a conclusion, what's next for Clause Match? Is there any kind of exciting news or anything you're able to share with our listeners?
Sure, there's always something going on. I guess we just opened a new office. We are right now we had an office in the UK and the US, and we just opened our Lisbon office.
Amazing.
Which I was able to visit last week, which was lovely and sunny. And I guess we are continuously adding on to our team and our client base, and we get much more interesting, I guess less traditional clients in our client base. And I think that speaks to how much complexity keeps being added on into the regulatory landscape. It's not just we solve for problems in more various industries, which is, I think, quite interesting for us as well.
Yeah, definitely. And yeah, Lisbon office sounds fab. Good luck with it. It's been a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you. And thank you everyone for tuning in. Please keep an eye out for upcoming episodes. All our previous episodes are available on our website. So please take a look at our catalogue for many more insights on fintech and financial innovation. Thanks once again to our guest today, Eugenie Cassier. And thank you all at home for listening. Join us next time for Coffee with Innovate Finance. Bye for now.